Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So remember, Riggs, how just the other day we were talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter and how his wife, Beth, had died in the past year.
Yeah.
He had already been in one relationship with a girl half his age who was friends with his daughter.
Yes.
And that didn't work out, obviously.
Yeah.
But they were declaring their love for each other for a hot minute. Well, now he's got a new fiance who we talked about the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't waste any time jumping back. I mean, less than a year that his wife died, and he's already engaged. It's not even like he's dating. It's like we're
right.
getting married. I
yes.
mean, it's like bizarre. You
we're
know what I mean?
We're planning to start a life together.
There's
with air
no
quotes.
Way Dog has grieved anything about Beth's death.
No.
There's just no way.
Well,
I mean,
no.
This is going to end bad.
Dog is one of those older men, and men are the worst at dealing with their mental health in those situations. So Dog is the kind of guy that'd be like, I'm fine. See, I'm getting married.
Right.
I'm fine. I'm not grieving. I'm not sad. I'm moving
Nothing's
on.
Nothing's wrong.
I'm fine. Everything's great.
I don't miss my wife at all.
I don't know. And see, he doesn't deal with it. And instead, he masks it with a new relationship. And he's probably, this is the way he copes now, is starting with someone else. It doesn't make any sense.
I hate those people. Don't you hate those people? They mask it with the new relationship.
Yeah.
And then they screw it up for everyone in the end because they didn't deal with all their crap before they got into something. This is why you can't date, because everybody's got so much baggage.
What's a worse way to deal with grief? Would it be starting a new relationship and starting a new marriage, or like going the other way and having like an alcohol problem where he starts drinking and that gets out of control?
Well, it's hard to say, Riggs, because with the alcohol, you think
that
you're... Well, yeah, but you think that at least you're not going to ruin someone's life if you just drink yourself to death. You know,
right.
you're going to ruin your own life. With the
right.
relationship,
if you don't drink
you're getting
and drive.
Someone involved. With the relationship, you're getting someone involved who may or may not love you, and you're not capable of doing what you need to do for them, okay? Because you need to go grieve your marriage, okay?
Right.
But
drinking
dog,
when you're... Yeah, okay.
But drinking what? But drinking, you could hurt someone as well.
Yeah,
that was
of course,
my point.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my point.
Yeah. But dog what
I
now?
Don't know. No, I was just going to say, he got a parrot from Beth.
Hold on, a parrot?
A parrot. It was like the last
like a bird
gift
parrot?
He had. Yes, like a bird. It was like one of his last gifts from his wife.
It was
and
the last thing
the
I expected
parrot,
to say was a parrot.
The parrot died.
Oh, no.
The parrot died, Riggs.
Oh, God.
There's nothing left. So now he's killed everything. He's killed the soul. He's killed the memory. There's no more parrot.
Dog really needs to grieve, man. He's dealing with the loss of birds and marriages and with people. God, poor dog.
But this is a real dumpster fire, okay?
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Now, today might be a good day to do something outdoors on your porch, if you can. If you have a porch or a front yard.
Oh, yes.
This is a nice day today. Looking nice.
Nice.
What you see right now is probably what you're going to get for the most part of the day.
Well, but I see sunshine out my window.
There you go,
Riggs.
Friend. There you go, friend. That's what you
yes.
got. Remember Brett Favre? We'll never forget
no.
you, Brett.
Who's Brett Favre? Yeah, of course, yes. Do you remember
some,
Brett Favre?
Some people want to forget Brett Favre, but you can never forget Brett Favre. He spent
yeah,
so much
that's
time.
Only people
here.
Like me who didn't grow up here who look at all the other stuff he did, like, but anyway, go ahead.
There was that stuff. Well, Brett Favre is now repaying $1.1 million in welfare money that he received for speeches that he did not show up for. Now, I was reading into this story
a little bit. I was going to say, talk to me like I'm five, Riggs, because what do you mean? How has this happened that he got paid for all these appearances he wasn't? I'm confused.
Basically, what happened is there is a charity that has done some not-so-nice stuff in the past, some embezzlement stuff with cash. I'm just going to break it down. Yeah. Whatever embezzlement means,
Some
shady business was going on.
It means they were doing something with money illegal. Yeah.
So they were taking it. And they had some sort of welfare fund that was going towards employees of this place that was funneled to go and pay Brett Favre for doing a speech. And Brett Favre didn't show up for this speech. Either he didn't know about it, it wasn't communicated to him, we're still not sure, but Brett Favre is saying that he didn't know anything about the embezzlement scheme, about this company. So he's now repaying this money because he didn't show up for it.
I do believe he might not have known about it, yeah. But the whole thing's a little shady.
It feels
what's
like
going
that.
On here.
Yes.
And who's, why do you, how do you not know where, I don't
he
know.
He says it
whole...
felt like an endorsement situation because he does endorsements for what?
Yeah.
Wrangler jeans, and there's a razor thing that he does, and he's got the copper bands that he talks about all the time. Like, I'm Brett Favre, I put this on my elbow and it feels great, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that one. So he seemed to think that it was something like that was being, he was being approached with, like not a speech, it was more like an endorsement thing. It's a very complicated story. And I think that's why Brett Favre was just like, you know what? Here's the money. I'm going to make this go away. Make this stop.
Of course he was, because that's how you pay off your problems in America.
Yeah.
This is how it works. Oh, you know what? I don't know what my involvement was here, but let me just give it back and let's all move on. Well, that may work for rich people in America.
Yeah.
But the rest of us, how do you get away with that? I mean, if he's not involved, great.
Yeah. So this.
I just don't like the whole, I'll pay it back and let's move on with our lives nonsense.
No, but the auditor who found out about this says that like the tax, because this came from a state funded thing as well. So it's like going through the Mississippi governor and like, it's very complex
messed
with the
up.
State of Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mississippi is such a poor state. They were like, why is all this money going to Brett Favre? This is it didn't make any sense, but Brett Favre is saying that he's doing right by it, and that's why he's been in the news. We'll never forget you, Brent. Never forget you.
You called him Brent, by the way.
I know. I did on purpose.
Brent, we'll never forget you, Brent.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so not everything is all roses on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, Riggs.
It's a clever pun because they hand out roses, right, on The Bachelorette?
Yeah,
on both?
Yeah.
Did they do a rose ceremony in both The Bachelor
yes.
and Bachelorette? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And every now and then they leave one single rose and don't give it to anyone just to screw with us at the end. You know, Chris Harrison walks in, he goes, you have one rose left. And then the person goes, I don't want to use it. I don't like the other five people.
Ooh.
I'm gonna stick with the eight hot chicks I have right here, Chris. Can you imagine? Eight hot chicks is enough, Chris.
Actually,
don't
I could.
Ninth
actually,
this week.
I can and I will imagine, but go uh-huh. ahead while I imagine. Until
they're all ripping their hair out in the house and you're down the street and they're all ready to kill each other.
There's a 30% chance you'll see a nipple. That's okay with me.
That's true. Yeah, there's a 100% chance you're going to see that on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette these uh-huh. days. But listen, Caitlin Bristow, she's been on. She was on The Bachelor. Then she was on The Bachelorette. And she's kind of just stayed around and kind of been in this. I think she went on Dancing with the Stars like all of them do.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's one of those funny kind of personality girls. Well, now she's coming out talking about how she was addicted to Valium. She only weighed 92 pounds.
What?
Yeah. She said she started struggling with depression. She was having all these problems in her late 20s.
92 pounds? I wonder if she had an eating disorder at 92 pounds.
Well, you have to remember how little these girls are on TV. They're like 5 feet tall. Like Kim and Kourtney Kardashian are like literally 5 feet tall. They're tiny, but they don't look it on TV.
Gosh.
They look normal on TV, you know, but 5 feet is like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not an 8-year-old, maybe a 10-year-old, but you know what I'm saying? So
I don't know children, so you could be spouting off numbers. I'm just agreeing with
you. Well, I have big children, so I'm probably spouting off
giant.
Bad numbers.
Your
That's
kids are huge.
The problem.
Yeah.
That's
Correct
the
us problem. At 71037, please. Feel free to.
But yeah, so she's just coming out saying all that time, you know, people think that your life is great. weight? She's like, not really. I was 93 pounds addicted to Valium because I was so stressed out about my love life.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? So.
Is she getting help? Is she on the road to being better?
No, she's clean now. Yeah, she's clean now. She's talking about it now.
Well, I'd like when someone like that uses their story, especially someone who's in addiction, because addiction is such a beast for people to get over. And seeing someone like that going through it publicly might help someone who's going through it privately come open up about it and come to terms with it.
She's one of those really funny, good personality girls who think her life's probably great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's like, no, I was so desperate for love that I ended up on Valium on 93 pounds. And she said at the end, she realized the lesson was you can't make anyone else responsible for your own happiness, which is what I've preached since the day I got divorced. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, that's true.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning, Allie. You've got some interesting quarrels going on with a neighbor inside their own house.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends, and I hadn't even thought about the people in the same household who aren't on the same page with the whole safer at home stuff, because, you know, you see all these couples who aren't together and kids going back and forth or not, or what are you going to do? And one is all about the lockdown and one's not. Well, that's a co-parenting issue, but I'm talking about people in the same damn house. This didn't even occur to me that there would be couples out there that are this far apart in the same house. It's like, how did you end up being married in the first place?
Right?
That's so far. You know what I mean?
In defense of that, this is an unprecedented situation that I don't think could have seen happening. It is one of those acts of God that you're like, wait, what?
However, you can tune into 8 news networks who are all reporting the same thing and make your decisions together or somehow have this far apart views. I don't get it, dude. Okay, listen.
By the way, if you're in this situation, you can text us 71037 at any time you want to chime in, please.
Well, and I was talking to her and she's like, you know, I'm a germaphobe, so I haven't left the house much. She's like, we get groceries delivered. You know, it's essential if I run out. I said, sure, you know, got it. And she goes, and what about your husband there?
Yeah.
And she goes, She goes, he thinks it's stupid and he wants to go back. And I go, oh, right. I go, I didn't even think about this being in the same house. It's one thing when you're in different houses, you know, having that fight. So she said they're okay, you know, they're going to be okay. But I thought, man, would I be pissed right now if I was married to a dude with going the complete opposite way right now. You know what I mean?
Especially now, because I think now a lot of people are getting, I was reading about social distancing fatigue, what people are getting, because now.
Which is hysterical, because we're the most entitled group of spoiled brats I've ever seen. I've been at home for a month and a half. I can't take it
with
my Wi-Fi.
With unlimited.
Shut up. Okay.
There's even cell phone providers that are giving, like, they're waiving overage fees for data. They're like, look, use as much as you want. You're fine. Use all the data you want.
Right,
but
right.
People are getting to that point where they're getting sick of being cooped up at home with their families and their kids and their spouses.
It's too much for us.
So,
it's too much for us, isn't it?
And it's too much for that guy right there that you're talking about with the husband.
Yeah, well, and I get it being stressful in a family of 5 in an apartment. Like, I get that being stressful. But I'm sorry, like, Joe and Cindy in their suburban house has nothing to be bitching about right now, okay? But
Joe,
if you got
Cindy,
a whole family in an apartment, I'm feeling for you right now. You
Joe
know?
And Cindy, go walk around the block.
Yeah,
get out of the house for a little bit. You know,
screw you, man. Like, I'm more worried about the other people. You know, those are the people that deserve to have a freak out. You know what I mean?
Someone
like,
said,
"Oh, I got a whole family in a 2-bedroom apartment. That's not uncommon, and I'd be losing it."
Someone texted into 71037 regarding social distancing for the kids. We don't agree at all in our house. It's we don't give a F in our house. So
they don't agree together?
Yes.
Both of them don't care.
It was just a one-line text. You need to call the 799-1037 if that was you. So we'd love to talk to you.
I saw a mom with her, her kid was little in the store the other day, just walking around. And I was like, this is really awkward without a mask on your kid. I was like, this is really strange. And I also saw Riggs at the same time, little kids in a car with no mom fighting because the mom went into the store.
Oh, she just left him out in the car.
So she thought, I'll leave them in the car. And then I see them fighting and the mom's coming out finally with another kid. I'm like, oh, what a mess. Everybody's a mess.
I saw a family walk up to Menards yesterday. The mom and the dad had a mask. The kid did not. And they turned them away.
Stop.
They had to go put a mask on the kid in the car. They turned them away. They're
dude.
Like, what? He doesn't have to wear one? They were like, this is ridiculous. And they walked out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, dude. Are him and his... they were mad about it, that they had to go get one for the kid?
They were very visually frustrated because they were on a mission going into Menards, and I could tell when they got
turned around. I'm protective, but screw my kid. So wait, are you and your wife on the same page?
With what? With everything?
With how you feel about staying at home or not.
Yes, we're both getting sick of it, but we're getting sick of each other too. Yeah, we're getting sick of being stuck at home like everybody is. But so are we sick of that? 100%, but we realize that we have to do it for the greater good.
You're on the same page is my point.
Of course we are, yes. 799-1037, or you can text us to 71037.
Somebody texted in and said, it's easy for you to say they're entitled brats because you're still working and you don't have to worry about feeding your kids. No, I said it clearly. If you're in a house in suburbia bitching about being bored and wanting to come out and I'm over this, you're an entitled brat.
Right, yeah.
If you're struggling to feed children or you're struggling in a small area, I get it. Okay? They were two different things here, people.
Send your text to 71037. We'll read them next.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
We're talking about when you have disagreements within your very own house, your place of residence. You're having a disagreement about what's going on in the world. I decided we're going to call it unique times.
Unprecedented, unique.
Unprecedented.
Never been through this. We don't know what the hell we're doing. Whatever
like
you want to call it.
Unprecedented and challenging times makes it sound like it's unending and never coming to an end. Unique makes it sound like, this is just, what do we do? We don't really know what to do. But we have arguments happening in our own houses. We're finding out. In your neighborhood, you've heard of some situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she's the germaphobe and he's not. And he wants to go out and live his life and thinks this is stupid. And she's like, just chill out and let's get through the next couple weeks and we can hopefully get back to normal. So I said, I didn't even think about the married couples. I get asked about the co-parenting situation and the houses. What about the people in the same house who don't agree? That's really annoying.
Somebody texted in. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, someone texted in about your Menards story about the kid who couldn't get in because he didn't have a mask on. They said, Menards isn't allowing anyone under the age of 16 in the store masked or not.
That may be
why. What the hell do you need to take your kid? There's nothing essential at Menards you need, honey,
and
the kid
was like, he was easily 11 years old, so he could have entertained himself in a car with a phone or something.
There's no reason to take your kid into a store when they're telling us not to.
No, it wasn't a child, like an infant or anything.
Stupid. And then somebody else texted in and said, kids 2 and under cannot wear a mask. It's not advised by the CDC and WHO. Well, that makes sense because they're babies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is an older
child. Of course
they
can't have a mask. Yeah.
Someone else texted in to 71037. I live with my in-laws, and they apparently don't give two bleeps. Because they have friends over, they have contractors over without masks so that they can do a remodel on their house. Sounds like a... Look, I'm having some work done out of my bathroom, but I'm having one friend do it, and it's one person coming to my house to do it, and that's it. That's all that we're doing. I'm not having a whole team of people come to my house. It's me and a friend that are going to freshen up my bathroom with some fixtures, and that's it. That's why I was at Menards.
I was dropping my kids off. Screw it, I'll tell you this story.
Yeah.
And I was driving through the subdivision, dropping my kids off at my ex's house, and I'm seeing people in the neighborhood. They're all out for walks.
Yeah.
And they're all standing really, next to it. They're stopping and talking.
Yeah.
And I turn down the street and they see me and they back apart and go to different sides of the street.
What?
I'm like, you're already busted.
Like you're the social distancing. You're the social distancing police rolling up.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
Yeah. Excuse me.
In my Kia, like,
You roll up with a 6-foot pole. Excuse me. Can you fit this between you?
I don't live in this neighborhood, but I got a problem with this.
I'll go out on a limb. I'll answer this one phone call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this? Turn down your radio, please. What is your name?
My name is Lucy.
Lucy, what you calling about? Do you have a disagreement in your own house about everything?
Not a disagreement, but I actually am an employee of Menards.
Okay.
Oh.
So some of the things that you were saying is true about, like, being 16 years old, backing into the store. But you'd be surprised some of the things that customers are getting upset about just walking into the store and us requiring them to wear masks and things like that.
Yeah.
Too much for them to protect other people with a compromised immune systems, like my friend who has breast cancer going through chemo, like my cousin who's going through chemo. It's too much for these people to wear a mask.
I'm getting triggered.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, calm down, dude. What are some people complaining about? What are the little things they're complaining about?
Well, because we charge guests $1 for the mask if they don't have one, and they're upset about that, and they don't want to pay $1, and it's just like, well, stay home. Like, you should.
Hold on. Aren't you going to Menards to spend money anyway? just add it onto my bill for a dollar.
Right?
You're spending a couple $100 there probably buying whatever it is you need to get. Add it onto my bill. God. Well, I was in Menards yesterday over on Forest Home, and everything was amazing. Like, all the employees were very helpful. Everybody was wearing their masks. It was run very well. So I don't know which one you work at, but thanks for doing.
I work at the one in Milwaukee on Brown Deer.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Nice. What is your name one more time?
Lucy.
Thanks for listening this morning, Lucy. We appreciate
you.
You can still text us 71037. Yeah,
isn't that funny? People are furious about a dollar mask. Uh-huh. Like, leave me alone, let me live. Like, they don't really get that it's about other people, not them.
And it's a dollar.
I really don't know how many times I have to say that out loud. It's a dollar, right?
A dollar.
And you're already out shopping when you're not supposed to be. So you obviously have the money, so shut up and
buy it. Menards walked up to you on the street and said, wear this now, give me a dollar. But that's not what's happening.
Right, you're right about that. That's right, Rick.
They're not just
coming
around
randomly. Point.
Jesus.
Yes.
You're going in there willingly. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's a Thursday morning at 7:55. I love Doja Cat.
Me too.
Uh-huh. It's going to be nice today. High of like 60. That's nice. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. Maybe get outside. Get some fresh
we'll definitely air. Take it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Got a Throwback Thursday song coming up next. You'll be like, oh my God, I haven't heard this in forever. And you're going to think it's one song, but it'll be another song. Mm. It's one of those songs that's like, so many feels. Next for Throwback Thursday.
I like it.
So they do a report card, Allie, and Wisconsin got a D on this report card. A D.
For what?
For social distancing.
Well, have you been outside? I'm not shocked at all why we got a D on that one.
That's what our phones are telling us. Because apparently there's a company that can kind of find out where cell phones are. Not pinpoint exactly where they are, but where most of the data is coming from.
This is amazing how they've done this. How they can literally tell if we're social distancing or not, by the way. This is fascinating, but continue. I have seen a little bit on this. Go ahead.
There's a tool created utilizing data. So when you're on your mobile phone, they can tell which areas are using more data. And they can track if people are going somewhere for an essential trip or if people are going somewhere just to like hang out. It's very fascinating. So a lot in America as a whole is getting a C right now. So
because they can see us moving around so much.
Yes.
They did this in, was it New Jersey or it must have been Baltimore actually, when their outbreak got bad. They did a visual like that where they showed the cell phones lit up.
Yeah.
And then everyone stopped moving. And they showed like the time lapse of everyone not moving.
Uh-huh.
And then the number, like it basically was a great, it was fascinating, you know, but go ahead.
So,
but they just see us moving all over the place in Wisconsin, right? It never really stopped.
Right. There's places like in eastern Wisconsin, like southeastern Wisconsin, where they get an F as far as social distancing. But if you look at the state, that's the part of the map of the state where there are less cases. There's a whole part of Wisconsin, and that's the part of Wisconsin that's super pissed right now because they're like, well, there's not many cases here.
Well, the rural parts.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something, I got to be fair, something they were talking about this yesterday with some of the rural areas when it hits there. Nobody cares until it hits there and then they don't have the proper medical
life,
stuff,
though.
Which is kind of what's been going. Well, that is life.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter until it affects you.
Oh, yes, the general, it doesn't matter. But I just meant like it was very unfortunate, they were saying, in the country and like Georgia and some of these areas where they don't have the medical care they need because it's so rural and people, you don't want it to get to those areas is my point. You know what I mean? That was what they were essentially saying.
Well, they said that Nevada and Vermont were the ones with the best performing social distancing scores, with a B+ and a B- respectively for Nevada and Vermont.
Nobody's in Vegas anymore.
Right? And who goes to Vermont unless you're rich? There you go.
Right?
There you go. Just thought I'd give you a little update on how we're doing. It's 103.7
Kiss FM. I mean, I don't like it, but I'm interested.
No. Yes, it's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Riggs, have you seen this story that broke yesterday about a soccer player who's been missing for over 4 years?
No, this doesn't make any sense. What happened?
Dude, he was found alive. Okay, so he was presumed dead in a car accident in Europe, this guy, okay? This story, it's like a movie. Like, we're going to see a movie on it. They don't know the whole story. It sounds like they're trying to figure it out. His name is, I don't want to say it wrong, but Hanik Kamba. Anyway, he played in Germany. He played soccer in Germany. He was a famous soccer player there. In 2016, he was in a car accident. They never found the body, but it was obvious he was dead according to them because it was some crazy accident driving off cliffs and whatnot. not. Well, all of a sudden, 4 years later, the guy pops up. Somebody found him, just living his life. His wife and kid, still alive, obviously.
Thought he was dead?
And nobody, well, we don't know. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
She filed for like life insurance. She filed all these things. So they're trying to figure out if he was in on it, if she was in on it, if they both were in on it. Because the story is that this guy, the soccer player, according to him, which is why we got to find out more about this story, he was taken the night. He was hanging out with friends. And then they took him off into this remote area, took all his stuff and left him. That's his story.
And he's been missing for 4 years.
So that's his story. But then when they found him, he was living his life normally. So that doesn't make any sense.
No, none,
you
of,
see
this
what
adds,
I'm saying?
None of this adds up at all, Allie.
It sounds like fraud.
Yeah.
It sounds like fraud, doesn't it? And so,
or a kidnap, like, or something that happened.
But
maybe.
How convenient, Riggs, that his friends took his ID and wallet and that was in the car that crashed. How convenient. But he was, you see why this is very shady, this whole story?
Right. That is very.
You've got this soccer player who disappeared. Nobody, everybody thought he was dead. They're filing to get money based on his death.
Yeah.
He's claiming, you know, they took his stuff, and but he's been, if he, he
and
wasn't
they
living some a normal life,
they,
I would.
Right, and they tap somebody on the shoulder living their regular normal life, and they're like, hey, excuse me, aren't you supposed to be dead? Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Shady.
What?
Shady.
Uh-huh.
So they're not sure if he's in on it or not, or if the wife's in on it or not, but the soccer player found 4 years after they thought he was dead in a car accident, and I'm calling foul. I can't wait for the Netflix documentary on this guy. Dude.
Yeah. Soccer's stupid anyways.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't like soccer.
Well, not
anyways.
In Europe. It's like their football, you know?
I understand. That's why we hate it in America.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, Allie.
Hmm.
I know how you've told me before that documentaries are a slippery slope leading you to the land of reality television.
They're very similar. I don't care what anybody says.
They are. I can see that a little bit. Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like reality TV trash. Like the Kardashians, can't stand it. Real Housewives,
which,
I don't like.
Fine.
I'm just not into
the
drama.
But you're one of those people. I'm not sure if you're one of those people, though, which I get. Everybody says that. But that's one of those things where either you're too cool for it or you love it. So, like, you don't ever want to say, I hate reality TV, and then go back and say, I like it now. That's like what people won't do.
I know.
Is that what you're gonna say?
I don't know if I'm gonna say that because I think I did a I did a thing on Netflix. I did
you
a thing.
You understand how big reality TV is and how
I did
like it has changed our TV, and there's nothing wrong with liking reality TV. It's okay.
I think I did a bad thing too on Netflix.
Oh no.
There is a show that I even shamed this show a couple weeks ago called Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. Have you heard about this show?
No, but I've seen it when I'm scrolling. I'm still watching All American, which is scripted with Tay Diggs. Okay, so wait, what is this about?
In Too Hot to Handle, they put like 10 really ridiculously good-looking people on an island, right? For a summer.
Okay.
And they
so
say,
it's like Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
But they're all like ridiculously attractive, like super hot.
Like Bachelor in Paradise,
yes.
It's stupid hot,
And they're very dumb, and they're very full of themselves, and they're idiots.
Oh my God, it's Bachelor in Paradise. This is amazing.
And they say, if you can make it through the whole summer without hooking up or having sex, you can get the $100,000 prize. But every time, because they go on dates and they have little sleepovers because they're sleeping in the same beds in this one room. Now, if they...
Oh, my gosh. So you're not supposed to get it on. And
right.
They're
all controlled by this little speaker. It's like an Alexa thing. It's called Elena or something. It's a little like digital assistant that watches them and rates them and says like so-and-so was making out. You lose 5,000. They take away money from the pot. So if a couple goes off and screws around, they'll take away money from the 100,000. So the whole group collectively gets less money. So they start
fighting.
You
know what's funny?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. And you know what's even funnier? Does this happen where they have this moment where they lose reality because they're stuck on an island with hot people and bored? So they go, well, maybe I'm in love with this guy.
Yes.
Maybe I don't need $1 million because I love him and that's worth more. And they're stupid and do something like that.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
They're
see,
like,
that's
our
you
love.
Have to,
you can't
no,
stop
you,
our
this
love.
This is like when you go on Big Brother. This is a great comparison. People go on Big Brother and there are people that go on there and say, I you can't hook up. It's like the death of you.
Yeah.
Right? Just go on and remember it's a game.
Uh-huh.
Because you're on Big Brother stuck in a house and you become friends with these people after a while and you forget that you're in a game. And they're like, no. If you want to win this $500,000 this summer, on Big Brother, you can't go, you have to go in like you're on a literal game.
Yes.
And play people and just deal with the fact that you're playing people for money and not get involved. Do not get emotionally involved.
Yeah.
Now that's all there is to it.
In this little robot machine that watches them when they're making out and stuff, all the players have these watches on. So if they're talking and they have a genuine connection and their watches light up green, they're allowed to kiss. They can make out and that's it.
Well, and then can you imagine if, like, you're on the island and I'm on the island, I start making out with, let's say, Jim, and then Jim makes out with Tina, then I'm pissed, right? You know what I mean? Can you imagine that on an island and there's nowhere to go?
But I started watching the show and I found myself getting into it. My wife goes, you realize you're watching reality television and you're falling into the trap right now, the reality TV trap. And I was like, it's a slippery slope because this is total trash, dude. Total trash. Reality TV trash.
Come on. But that's the thing. You've labeled it all as trash, but guess what's killing it in ratings? Reality TV, honey.
Yeah. And Netflix is bringing it back big time with that and Love is Blind. Love is Blind was huge for them.
There's a reason Netflix has started doing reality rigs because it's a thing.
This is working.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're all quarantined, so we just need to watch people be dumb and stupid.
Well, that's how you watch people worse than yourself and feel better about your life. That's what it is.
That's what it is. All right.
You're
so
like,
maybe,
I'm not as dumb as that chick,
so
man.
Maybe I kind of maybe might sort of think about possibly, potentially liking reality TV. Does that sound okay?
What's next? Am I going to now get into these, you know, sports events?
Are you going to start watching The Last Dance?
What's next?
Hanging on to it with bated breath, waiting.
I actually want to see The Last Dance when it comes on Netflix in July about Michael Jordan.
Yep, it's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I don't care. We're talking about this right now. We didn't even plan for this, but I want to argue with you about this right now because you think the argument is what is an acceptable time to start mowing your lawn? We talked about this yesterday off the air, but I said, go ahead
to Riggs off the air yesterday. On a Sunday, is it appropriate to mow someone's lawn at 8:30? And you said,
yes.
And I said, are you out of your mind? Just have some respect. 8:30 on a Sunday is unnecessary, which is, I was awake on Sunday when they started, but all I could think was, even I don't do that to people. Get a clue.
Right.
Okay? So we had that argument off the air, and you were like, it's your yard. You can get up and mow whenever you want.
Of course.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But does it make you less of a jerk? So it's what to now, a day later, 8:40, we're on the air, and it's a Thursday, so I'll allow it. But I'm fully annoyed by the fact that I hear nothing but lawnmowers right now.
Go ahead,
open
your window.
At 8 in the morning.
Go ahead, open your window. Ready? Let me hear that. Yeah. Let's hear that. It honestly just sounds like...
Isn't that so relaxing? It sounds like a plane.
I was going to say, it's actually kind of relaxing. It's like white noise.
Shut up. It's relaxing to you.
Yeah.
You're not the one at the window. And the funny part is, I'm on the second floor of my house looking down.
Right.
So I actually see the guys mowing the lawn at my neighbor's house and their lawn service guys. So now I really can't get mad because they're just doing their job at 8:30 in the morning. But it's annoying.
So what's an acceptable time to start mowing your grass? I tried to compare it yesterday when we were talking off the air about how I was comparing it to snow blowing. But then you can't because when you're clearing snow
different.
It's different because you have to get out and go to a job or to school or something. There's something you have to get out
snow
of your...
Snow blowing is a necessity.
Lawn mowing, you could let it grow. You don't have to do it at a certain time.
Lawn mowing, you can cut at noon, not 8:30. How about that?
But the sun is so high at noon, I want to get it done early in the morning, get it out of the way.
Look,
I would rather do
I'm
my...
I'm just going to say...
I don't think there's a restriction on it.
At least these guys have jobs. I'm happy for that.
Yes,
right?
Because
it's
a company
it, right? It's a company. It's a landscaping company.
Yeah.
It's 8:30. They should be on the job, and it's a Thursday. Fine. But on Sunday, Riggs, I completely disagree with you that it's appropriate
to start
your lawnmower at 8:30. I think it's rude.
So the debate is on the weekend, then. What's an acceptable time to start mowing your grass
on the
weekend?
Well, kind of, because I'm annoyed right now because I'm working from home, and I hear the lawnmower. So that's a side note that has nothing to do with anyone.
Well, it has everything to do with you, though, how it affects you.
Right.
At your house.
And so does the Sunday morning stuff
as
well.
You can text to 71037, right? What is an acceptable time to start mowing your grass on the weekend? I think whenever you want to. Whenever you want to.
I can't hear you.
You can hear me just fine. Shut up. What? What?
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. All I hear is this when Allie's trying to talk on the radio.
Oh, they moved to the front yard.
Oh, now are they weed whacking now? Is that where they're getting out? We were talking about...
Wait, I'm trying... I just spit my coffee out. Yes, they're weed whacking. I'm not even joking.
That's what they're doing now. I can hear it.
I said to Riggs off the air, I said, you know, we should really rethink what we're talking about, because could you imagine if you're just a guy, you're in New Berlin cutting some chick's lawn, mind your own business, and all of a sudden the loud chick from Kiss FM opens her window and starts screaming, I'm working over here! Would you die?
We get we got some text to 71037. Basically, what's an acceptable time to start cutting your grass? On the weekends, though. On the weekends. You're talking
and
like
also,
Saturday.
Get off my lawn, okay?
Right. While you're mowing your lawn, get off mine. Someone said, my neighbor has cut his lawn every other day so far. WTF. It doesn't even grow that fast. Boredom grass cutting. All right.
That's total boredom grass cutting. I saw my neighbor with a blower on the roof. And I went, there is no need. You're blowing your roof. There's not even, what's on your roof? I was like, you're so bored.
That sounds incredibly dangerous. That sounds dangerous, too. Oh,
I told his wife. I yelled across the yard. I said, you know your husband's on the roof?
You told his wife.
What the hell is he? I said, is he that bored? She goes, he was on the roof? I didn't even know.
Someone said, I think any time after 8 a.m. on the day, any day of the week is perfectly acceptable. To 8 o'clock, one person says. Many people are texting
into 7. Any day of the week?
Yeah, that's what one person said. But everybody else, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 texts that say 10 a.m., anything after 10 a.m., is okay. Before 10 a.m.
And I'm talking weekend. I get it. It's 8 a.m. on a weekday.
Right.
These guys are working they have a job. It's a lawn service. Great. Landscaping company. It's a thing and they can keep working. Great.
Yeah. And that's what a guy said. Somebody texted from a landscaping company that said sometimes, even with the rain and the scheduling, that's just the way it shakes out. We have to mow on 7 in the morning. That's what works.
But Sunday at 8 a.m. is so rude.
Yeah. Someone else texted into 71037. Realistically, my lawn, so anytime I want. However, with that being said, my husband uses 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on weekends as his general guide.
Okay.
9 o'clock is...
Not even 9, I can... No, 9 on a Sunday, I can't. Never mind. I take it back. Nope.
See, I'm 100.
9 on a Sunday is not appropriate.
I come from a family and a household where my dad is up at 5:30 every morning and he's out mowing the grass at 6:30 in the morning. That's the way my dad would operate.
Your dad, Riggs?
Yes, my dad growing
up.
6:30 a.m., he's up mowing the grass with his white Nike shoes that are all caked green and his white socks that are hiked up and his tan pants and his polo shirt buttoned up to the top, tucked in. 100% dad mode, dude. And every morning at 6:30 is how my dad rolled. So maybe that's why
amazing.
I'm a little bit jilted. Right? Well, a lot of people are saying 10 a.m. So,
well, I'm a single mom. When I'm on my lawn, I got yoga pants, crooked sunglasses, a messy bun, and a middle finger in the air, like screw you, people.
Right? There you go.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Give it to me.
We should have known the second Florida reopened, there would be a bunch of dummies at Joe Exotic Zoo, shoulder to shoulder, living their best life, let me tell you. The place reopened, it was packed. And of course, they said Joe Exotic would kill to see this. Trust me, he's seeing it. He's seeing it. He's watching from prison. Don't you worry,
people. Getting updates from somebody on the inside. They're like, Joe.
And you know what? He's screaming secretly, this will not financially ruin me. In fact, I'm going to be so rich. I can pay someone to kill someone. They got really high on drugs and didn't do it. And then I can make a lot of money and get out of jail. This is great.
I'm never going to financially recover from this. Never.
It is the best. I mean, so Tiger King is making news again today. Yesterday, we talked about how Nicolas Cage has been cast. It is a fact.
Yes.
It is not a joke. It is real. He has been cast in the scripted series they're doing about Tiger King. First television series ever for Nicolas Cage, which is crazy.
I'm all about it.
If you're under 20 and don't know who he is, that's okay too.
Yeah. Totally.
But Nicolas Cage signed on for that. So they reopened and they have all these pictures, of course, on TMZ of all these people
just
in huge packs.
Crowding into it. God.
Driving to Florida, flying to Florida to go see Tiger King. I mean, it's stupid.
People have been trooped up and watching it. Now they're like, let's all crowd together and we'll go see Joe Exotic down there.
It's kind of like if they did like a documentary on the trashiest people in your town.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people started coming from all over to see that trash. You'd be like, really?
Really? People
like, is this how they felt about Making a Murderer? Is that how Manitowoc felt? Like, really?
Yeah, probably. Because many people were driving up to Avery Auto Salvage, but it's a different thing because I don't want to go to an auto parts salvage place, but I do want to go see some exotic tigers. Hell yeah.
Well, and it shows that we've learned nothing about animals in captivity from Tiger King because people raced out to wait and pet those cubs real quick, boy.
Yeah. God. Florida.
Look, can we just... So the zoo's back open. I was afraid to say it because I know some dummy's going to drive down there from Milwaukee and go to Joe Exotic Zoo, but they're back and running. He's still in jail. There you go.
Can you answer me one question, though? Where is Carol Baskin, huh? Where is Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
Huh?
That's actually a really good question.
Where is she in all this, huh?
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
I'll tell you where she is.
Where?
Venom to tigers, they snacking.
Huh?
What's happening?
Hold on.
Carol
she was.
Baskin.
Sorry.
Carol
Killed
Baskin.
Her husband whacked him. Listen. Carol Baskin is still reeling from the other day when we talked about her getting tricked into a fake interview with Jimmy Fallon's fake producers that wasn't Jimmy Fallon. So that's a whole nother story for another day, baby.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Riggs and Allie. It's 9:47 on a Thursday. Supposed to be nice today, but then a freeze warning tomorrow. F that noise. But that's Wisconsin for you. Freeze warning. I said the F word. Freeze warning. Yikes. Tomorrow morning.
I was just looking out the window at the sun and the nice weather, and then you said freeze warning, and I was like, that can't be correct.
I blame Rob Haswell from Fox 6. That's who I blame. Rob Haswell.
Yep.
And I'll say it on a public platform. Rob Haswell. I blame you.
And Rob. I might even blame your wife if I'm thinking of it. I'm kidding.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Rob is awesome. I'm kidding. Yeah. And so is his wife.
I learned something this morning.
Go ahead, because you go first.
That there are houses in your neighborhood that are having civil wars going on inside over the safer at home order.
Mm-hmm.
Some houses have one party that may think that is a very serious thing and they're not leaving the house because they're a germaphobe, and the other person thinks that it's absolutely ridiculous and wants to go out and not wear masks and not practice social distancing.
And I said we've talked about this with co-parenting. Like, people ask me, what are you and your ex doing? And we're on the same page, but it didn't occur to me, if you're in the same damn house married to somebody for 20 years and one of you thinks that you should be staying at home and one doesn't, that can't be fun during quarantine.
We also learned that Wisconsin was given a D in social distancing, and that's our
I'm shocked when I hear stories like that. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs
is
finally coming to terms, and it's about time. Evolution's a good thing, Riggs.
I don't know if
and
it
you're
is.
You're evolving. He finally admitted he's into reality TV. I want to congratulate you. It only took 20 years into the reality TV trend for you to jump on, because literally it's been almost 20. Reality TV's been around that long.
I don't want to celebrate this, Allie. This isn't like I learned a new language, you know, or
Riggs,
I'm doing something
okay
beneficial.
It's okay to say I like something stupid on Netflix. Like, I think that's okay.
I like something stupid on Netflix. That's right. I'll say that.
And also, it's not stupid. I love it, too. And,
right.
And you know what?
I was talking about...
Let's talk about reality TV.
I was talking about Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, which is ridiculously stupid. But I watched
They all are. And guess what? Their ratings are through the roof on all these shows. So just realize you're not the only one, okay?
I know.
Reality TV's a thing.
I know.
Can accept it.
I know.
The people that go on it are crazy.
I know.
But that's
you're
okay.
Right. Jesus. You're right, okay? You're right.
Riggs.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's Throwback Thursday. Do you mind hanging out and playing some throwback songs, by the way?
Sure.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.